This sovereign panacea, this universal panacea, is not some far-off event we expect to realize in the future. It is here and now. It is yours. It is omnipresent, and it is available to you at all times. Don't hesitate to acknowledge and accept it now. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "No impossible thing do I ask when urging the claims of Christian Science. But because this teaching is in advance of the age, we should not deny our need of its spiritual unfoldment." Close quote. Mrs. Eddy tells you very plainly that there is nothing impossible. She says in miscellaneous writings, quote, "Man is God's image and likeness. Whatever is possible to God is possible to man as God's reflection." Close quote. Jesus said you could do all that he did and even greater things. He says, quote, "Verily, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Close quote. Not only do you have a sovereign panacea, but Mrs. Eddy says you have a sovereign antidote for all error. Quote, "Then classify sickness and error, as our Master did, when he spoke of the sick whom Satan hath bound, and find a sovereign antidote for error in the life-giving power of truth acting on human belief, a power which opens the prison doors to such as are bound, and sets the captive free physically and morally." Close quote. Quote, "Sooner or later, the whole human race will learn that, in proportion as the spotless selfhood of God is understood, human nature will be renovated, and man will receive a higher selfhood derived from God." Close quote. What a wonderful statement. Ponder this well. Quote, "When we wake to the truth of being, all disease, pain, weakness, weariness, sorrow, sin, death will be unknown, and the mortal dream will forever cease." Close quote. Panacea is the law of God. It is one of the laws that constitute you. God's laws demand no more than you can certainly fulfill. You can do the things Jesus did, and you can speak with the same authority. You are not afraid to acknowledge this great power. Exercise the positive, modest assurance with which you are naturally endowed. Whatever you have been doing in your healing work determines how much of a Christian Scientist you are. Quote, "By their fruits ye shall know them." Close quote. Don't condemn yourself. Think how you have progressed, how much better you are than when science found you. You are leagues ahead of those who have not yet glimpsed what you have. You are men of vision. Broaden it and go forward with courage. You have the Comforter of which Jesus spoke, the Comforter that would bring all things to remembrance of what he told you. The Comforter is the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. The things of spirit are vague to the materially minded, but not so to you, the spiritually minded. The 26th verse of John, chapter 14, says, quote, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Close quote. Get the full import of this verse. Jesus says the Comforter is the Holy Ghost, and we know Holy Ghost is divine science. Here is our prophecy in a nutshell. He shall teach you all things. Here, Jesus says plainly, this is the complete revelation. Just as Mrs. Eddy says, divine science is complete and final. Furthermore, the Comforter will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I, the Christ, have said unto you. Here again is the sovereign panacea. Oh, you cannot doubt the healing efficacy of Christian science. You possess the sovereign panacea, the universal panacea. Animal magnetism. Mrs. Eddy said we would never heal in Christian science until we learned how to handle animal magnetism. She did not say destroy animal magnetism, but handle it. When we attempt to destroy animal magnetism, we give it entity. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, in science, animal magnetism, mesmerism, or hypnotism is a mere negation, possessing neither intelligence, power, nor reality, and in sense it is an unreal concept of the so-called mortal mind. Close quote. The most commonly referred to definition of animal magnetism is where Mrs. Eddy says, quote, as named in Christian science, animal magnetism, or hypnotism, is the specific term for error or mortal mind. Close quote. Animal magnetism is merely the negation of mind's allness. It is always telling, in a simple manner, what God is not. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, it is a mere negation, close quote. The is has to be before you can have an is not. When you declare what is not, you are only confirming is. Is, is. It has no antecedent nor any consequent. Is omnipresent and infinite. So you cannot declare that is not. The is the truth. The is not is the lie. Animal magnetism is the reality of being expressed in negative language. Animal magnetism is the divine law of love misapprehended. Every claim is never a thing or a person, but is always animal magnetism and must be handled as such. You do not deal with animal magnetism as evil, for there is no evil. Animal magnetism is the specific term or name for evil. Quote, evil is nothing, no thing, mind, nor power. Close quote. You deal wholly with divine love. Divine love meets every evil and everything human. Divine love cognizes no lack. Giving reality to animal magnetism as something apart from good is to deny the infinity of good. Divine love is infinite, omnipotent, and omnipresent. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, when I have most clearly seen and most sensibly felt that the infinite recognizes no disease, this has not separated me from God, but has so bound me to Him as to enable me instantaneously to heal. Close quote. This should be and can be your experience when you stay so close to God that you feel and know no evil. All disease is animal magnetism, pure hypnosis. Then handle animal magnetism and not disease. Disease is always a false sense, a misconception. The scriptures tell us that God is all in all, and so does our scientific statement of being. What a wonderful statement. How grateful we are to realize this. Divine love is all in all to everything, to things present and things to come through our unfoldment. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "The only logical conclusion is that all is mind and its manifestation, from the rolling of worlds in the most subtle ether to a potato patch." Close quote. It is so satisfying to know that all that ever seems to disappear is the erroneous sense of everything. You mentally unsee the disease, the animal magnetism, and with your correct and exalted view, you behold perfection, which was there all the time. You remember about Jacob. It says, quote, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not." Close quote. You will awaken from your sleep and will see that all is good. God saw everything good. It makes no difference what the claim is. It is always pure animal magnetism, claiming to be something apart from God or declaring what God is not. Giving the claim reality may fool you and delay you for a time, but it is only a temporary thing and will soon fade out. Good is the only presence. Good is, and nothing else is. In thinking of animal magnetism, compare it with the two multiplication tables. Which one is real to you? Why, you say there is only one multiplication table. You should just as quickly see the one mind and see that mind as the one infinite, omnipresent, universal mind, and that there is no other mind. Bliss Knapp tells us that when his mother passed on, and Mrs. Eddy was informed of this fact, Mrs. Eddy made this comment, quote, "Mrs. Knapp and her practitioner were handling the belief of pneumonia, which was only a decoy. If they had handled the claim of malicious animal magnetism, they would have healed the case." Close quote. This is a startling statement. You see, you have to handle animal magnetism every time. You must clearly see that it is malicious animal magnetism, and then you have to go a step further and handle it. How often you say, "Of course it's only animal magnetism," then leave it right there and do nothing more about it, just satisfied that you found out what it is. The evil is pure hypnosis, the negation of what God is. This negation reversed is the presence of God, mind, appearing as all in all. Mrs. Eddy says, "Animal magnetism is the voluntary, or involuntary action of error in all its forms. It is the human antipode of divine science. Close quote. Always question yourself as to what it is with which you are dealing. Is it with things with which you are dealing, or is it with God? You will find it is always with God, as there is none else. Quote, error is always error. It is no thing. Close quote. This is a little sentence of four words, and no thing is in italics. Pay attention to italics. Since error is no thing, then it is always with divine love you are dealing. Evil is never a wrong thing, but it is always hypnotic suggestion. This is what you must see. God knows no evil, then how could you know evil? Since, quote, man has no mind but God. Close quote. God is with you as idea and recognition. You have the awareness of God's divine presence. This oneness of God and man appears to you as God destroying evil. Why? Because God being with you is the mental action or divine awareness that looks to you like God destroying evil as effectively as though he knew evil, just as light destroys darkness and knows it not. In Unity of Good, Mrs. Eddy writes, quote, God saith, I am ever conscious life, and thus I conquer death. For to be ever conscious of life is to be never conscious of death. Close quote. In No and Yes, we read, quote, it is truth's knowledge of its own infinitude which forbids the genuine existence of even a claim to error. Close quote. These citations make us realize our oneness with God. And in this realization, animal magnetism is handled, and we have only the presence of divine love. This is divine love meeting all things human. Quote, the only incentive of a mistaken sense is malicious animal magnetism, the name of all evil, and this must be understood. Close quote.